Yeah. Show something in my read.
He speaks the whole time with Torah.
Milder figure of Klippos. Families. That's left over on the table. The figure of Graf Shuri. And we saw already Sivch of Zayin. We saw Shir to Michael. That's right to Behemoth is not Muksa. Next three Sifim, Sivch of Ches, Chavtes, and Lamed, discussing what is the gather of Michael Behemoth. Sivch of Ches discussing food that is a suin musukin, was made special for an animal. Not leftovers, but food mamish made for an animal. Today, whether it's bird food, or cat food, or dog food, or fish food, all these things that are made specifically for an animal. So what's the halacha? So it's very clear, says the Mechaber, it's mutum mutaltal, it's not muksa. Under what category to put it under, that means we know to get to muksa, there's a klish shum lach leheter, klish shum lach leiser, but also something that's not muksa at all, like oichum and kisvei kredish. So the question is, to get to Michael Behemoth, do we put it under the category of oichum, and therefore even mutum mutaltal is fluid tzarech klal? Was under the category of a kli, and they have a kli shumach leheter, about this heter. However, it's still shloi tzarech klal, but it says also, it says the Prim Gadol over here, and all the place can bring down, that as a get of a kli, of kli shumach leheter, therefore shloi tzarech klal is also, the gamum chayv no one's no fakbek, but the place can go this way. Therefore, for example, crumbs on the table, in if we have behemoths, and you say it's a meichel behemoth, but to play with it and move it shloi tzarech klal, will not have a heter. It's also like any kli shemach leheter. That means that the get of kli shemach leheter, not the get of oichlin. Now, in this halacha of this Michael Behemo, of a person throws it out, that's in the two cases, throwing out on Shabbos, the case of throwing out on Erev Shabbos. The person throws out on Shabbos, we know way the halacha by Shiva Kalim, if it's a kli gomer, and you throw it out on Shabbos, the halacha is not muksa. Here also, of course, it's a kli gomer, it's a real Michael Behemo, you have cat food, dog food, and anything left over. So it's something you throw it on Shabbos, you might say it's not muksa. A guy from Zalman does want to say, let's say you throw it out to the garbage, it comes meis in the garbage. Let's say there's a diaper there, there's tzoriah there. A guy, you can argue the point to say that the animal is not mois, it's only mois for the human being. The Sagrosev could say that since the Baal Bos won't take it out, since it's mois, they're going to get a muksa. But in general, things that you throw out on Shabbos, that's Michael Behemoth, is not muksa. But let's say a person throws out Michael Behemoth on Erev Shabbos. These bones, these klippas, all things in the main Pacific. So come along with the Megillah Sefer, once the Mechadish, put on the Hilch, by Rosim Chabonim, that the halacha that gave the Shiva Kelim that he threw out on Erev Shabbos, because there's a chesaron in the Guf HaKli. Something's wrong over here, it's broken over here. Therefore, throw out to the garbage is muksa. Mashenkin, something you throw out to the garbage, the Be'etzem has, is a good Kli, it's not muksa, it's a good Eichel over here. That come out of massive Kiddush. Anything you throw into the garbage on Erev Shabbos, we're in Michael Behemoth, your garbage, your batsim is a bust to Issel Heter, Leheter is more choshev, and the garbage will not, might not be muksa. It's not a shame that some do not seem to go this way, they seem to argue the point. What?
If you
have animal, huh? We'll get to that, we'll find that. It's not a you can argue the point very stark. The whole reason why we spoke by the Sugya Shiva Kalim, or Kli Gomer, the reason why Kli Gomer is nichlin get a not being muksa when you throw it on Shabbos, says it be a locho. Says the batsim the rich from the sugyo, because butler died to the eitz kol adam. Butler das, it's a good piece of food over here. It's a good kli over here. Ma'isa negar to us when you throw out these meichel behemah on Erev Shabbos, das oil of the adam is leaving there. Das of the adam, most people is leaving the garbage. It's garbage right now. And they will come along with Shlomo Zalman and the Shmir Shabbos, Shlomo Yehuda, Yaakov Yisuf, and others. They come along and say no. If you throw out meichel behemah on Erev Shabbos, since we do not have idea of butler dietary. About it, nichlin get a muksa. Now, Sivch of Ches is a case over here when the food was made and produced specifically for Michael Behemo. Sivch of Tes, the locha where it's not made for Michael Behemo, but it is Michael Behemo. You have leftover klippas and atzamos. On Sivch of Ches, when they produce something specifically for Behemo, well, let's say there's no Behemo around. Let's say you have snake food, you don't have any snakes. What's the locha in that case? So let's extend it to people, Michael Odom. Let's say that Michael Odom has no people that around to go eat it. For example, let's say you're in Monroe and they only have Rabbanot. No one is going to eat. Actually, this past Shabbos, in the shul, the chosid gave a drosha Friday night. And then he spoke about the idea of people are Moriah Heter. He said over a story that everyone knows that a guy who's Rabbitson, Shonen Shonen, makes cookies, he makes it to yeshiva, and they disappear. So first he writes upon it for a tea. doesn't work. Then he writes Panat Enu Shos, doesn't work. He writes Gezel, writes big words of Gezel. They constantly disappear. People are eating them. And he goes to Mavar, why that's happening for. He says, one guy says, I'm his best friend. Of course, he didn't mean me, he meant everybody else. Another guy says, I'm his chavrusa. He meant everybody else, but not me. Another guy says, if he knew how much the Ashbah made me to learn better for a Seder, of course he did not mean me. So he wrote on it, and this is what the Chosin said, he wrote on it, Rabbanot. When something is borrowed that's osir, then no one touched it. That was his marshal. More I had to, when things are not that clear, this way, that way. When things are borrowed, for example, Rabbanot, then no one touches it. That may be the other. But so you have a case over here. Saying over, I just quote. So we have over here that we have cases that people won't touch. Is that muksa in, let's say, Monroe? Or another way, let's say rice, kidneys, on Pesach, where there only are Ashkenazim. Only Ashkenazim. Is it muksa on Pesach? You can take different cases like that, but let's take the extreme. Let's say real food on Yom Kippur, and there are no chelim and no ketanim. The Svam say, for example, in the army. In the army, there are no kids. Anyone's a chelim, they send away to the hospital. So now you have no chelim, no ketanim. Michael on Yom Kippur isn't muksa. Real Michael, good Michael, is the muksa on Shabbos. So, Ben Shem gets a sifim zayin over there, machlekes and machaber, two shitas, what's locha of good beged, that is shatness. Is it muksa, not muksa? Yeshayim, yeshayim. The way the Mishmur paskins, it's muksa, muksa machlas gufay. So, whether it's built upon that or not, ka'inza, kamung of Nevinzel and of Yash, they say food on Yom Kippur, be'etzim is muksa. Except we have ketanim and we have chaylim. But the place you have no ketanim and no chaylim, I'll come out over here and myself muksa. The person that has muksa mach maskuva says to Mr. Bro. What? Then they didn't get about, they didn't say that statement. Each lot of the chaylim shows in the concept. I mean, kippur, come a chaylim, right to eat? Massive chaylim. No, people might be drink a drop, but eating is very hard to see. It comes out, so unless you have real dog food in your house, and there are no dogs around, you have real cattle. Things you went to store, you bought real food, bird food, snake food, or more common, I think, is fishing. You go fishing, you buy fish food. So it's a real thing over here that people will save to go fishing with. But where you are, there is no, when you go fishing, not the fish food, the fish tank. Fish food, you have the bodies, worms, they go fishing with. Mice and chapas will come out, part of this cheshbon, mice and smokes over here. Even outside of Sheni, the Shmir Sham Kachosin wants to argue and say, even in Kippur, the Maisa, it's mutter. Yakam the Arno Chilur and Oktamuran. The circle Saif will come out also. The Geta, he writes over there, clearly, the Oyu is a kidney, some Pesach. The Maisa is not Mukso. What could be Etzim, it's food. You can say over here, that's the Geta Michael Odom. Michael Odom is not Mukso on Shabbos. Mashenkin, Michael Bahim is a Geta Klish Shemlach Leheter. So you can say, circle Saif, since we have no Oktamuran to go use it, we nichlan get up being muksan Shabbos in the Ma'ar. It's our chid in the Shemir Shabbos. According to Miyashiv, the Kuntel of Nevin Salavada, Michael Behemo is only muksa when there are only real Michael Behemo is not muksa, only there are real Behemos around. Which now leads to Sivkov test. We're discussing case.
Behemos around by you?
So again, Sivkov test when it was made for animals. So animals around anywhere. Sivkov test is a different sugya. Where it was not made for animals, it just happens to be now round for animals, klipas on some ways. That means chokhes is dog food and cat food that you buy in the store. It was produced and made and packaged for animals. If the animals are around, fine. Say that. I mean, don't plan to, it doesn't make a difference. Mice is their food. Sivkov test is now the next stage where it's roi for Michael Behemo. It wasn't produced for that reason, it's roi for Michael Behemo. That, come along with our friend, we really have discussed two aspects over here. One is our association to get to these animals. Do we plan to give it? Is it right to give it? And also, we have to discuss over here, do we have animals today? Do we have cats? Do we have dogs? What defines having cats and dogs? Two different questions. First, the shell is, do we have to plan to give it to the animals? Or is it happy really to give it to the animals? So, the Eilam brings down a primogonim at the end of the simon. His words are, Daitim le mishtelei, was das to give it to them, the shoel metalto. The Mlav Osir. You have to have das to go give to them. Mice, if you look up the Pimagon inside, it's a disgusting case with Michael Odom. That's right now, it's not roi for a person. For example, let's say you have Kemach. You have raw piece of meat. So things that right now, Betim is Michael Odom, is not roi for Odom. There it depends upon the das of the person to go give it to them. They'll give, plan to give it to them. It's muksa. Because it's not clear right in the character else if you don't plan to give it to them. To Tula Shabbos, yes, the Moshe Feinstein. But Moshe says, you have to have das to give it to them. Don't plan to give your crumbs to animals. The mice, it's muksa. Though it's a priest or a carp go this way. The mice, they point out before that's not the stimulus of Paiskim. It sounds like it's going to go give it to them. It's enough. Dain Weiss has an interesting tshuva discussing when a person has an aid with karatim, small pieces of blood upon it. He discusses that after you paskin, is it muksum or not muksum? He says, what's the big deal? It's roi to go give to klovim, these karatim over here. And then what's not muksum? I don't think any rov is planning to give the aid with a karatim to the dog. He says, the mice is a dog's around, the mice is not muksum. Dain Fisher is discussing about sunflower seeds. He says, the mice cannot even feed them on Shabbos birds. But since it's roi for birds, mice is not muksum. Therefore, B'yashiv, Mishal Me'yuda, Shav Yonison, Mishim Habonim, Laki Yosef, Orcha Shabbos, say the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch over here is, as much that way in the Bialoch and Sif Lamed, as long as you plan to go give it to them, or it's way to go give it to them, not plan, that's Nichon Negeda of being a case of not being Muxalir. Now, you could get involved, could argue the point, and say it depends upon the Sugar by Shiva Kalim. We spoke out when things break on Shabbos, the cloud and not to be muksa, it has to be roi me'im locha, which over here is roi to give to animals, or any type of locha. Also, not dare to be zayrik. A dare to throw it out, based upon the sugya machat, according to the Mishavua, comes out to be muksa. So it sounds like over here the machmir was saying, dare to throw it out, you don't plan to go give it to dogs. So by Shiva came and planned to throw it out by the machat, by the shoes, it's muksa. So the Moshe, here also, you know, you have crumbs on your table, you have a at some to clean, but what do you come to do with it? The oil is throwing it out. You're throwing it out. You won't have the head to Shiva Kalim. Outside of Shani, those who seem to disagree are saying it's not Nichol get a Shiva Kalim. That's just good food. It's not the chesed of the bayav here. A Thomas and Klippas are terrific animals. Once it's good food, so until you better throw it out to the garbage, the mice is not muksel. And even if you throw it to the garbage, those one time it's not muksel. It's good food over here. So let's go with the simple understanding, what it says on the page. Not like a Moshe. That's be roi to go give it to an animal. But not that you have das to give it to the animal. Most of us do not have das to give our atzamos and klipas to animals, but it's roi to go give it to an animal. Now the question is, how do you find the definition of roi to go give it to an animal? Basically, the question over here is, it has to be roi to go give it to them on Shabbos, or even roi to give it to b'mei chol. Meaning the question is it like nechal again and mezainos in the left one, you're allowed to give it to them on Shabbos? Or you say, even if you cannot give it to them on Shabbos, it's not what you can, but since you can give it to them on Yimechol, the if on Shabbos is not Muxa. So I point out that in the Forshim of Avram and Simon Shinch of Dalit, he's discussing over there the halacha of someone has a dog that's not theirs. It says the Magavram is still, it's a mitzvah to give them Mizainus. He says, Ayin Simon Shin Ches. He sends us the halacha over here of Tziv Chavtes. The question is, why is he sending us to this halacha over here? Again, he says dogs that are not yours, mitzvah to give them a zaynus, like it says over here in Tziv Chavtes. What does he want? Says the Machzor Shekel, the Pasha is coming to tell you that the whole dieta of Roy is only for Roy to go give them on Shabbos, mizaynus in the halacha. Dogs, the Maisa, the Gemara speaks out, that don't have enough food, mizaynus in the halacha. Therefore, you have a right to go give them on Shabbos, because, as this halacha points out, they were giving this way to go give it to them. So it comes along again the simple reading of the Maharam. Machzor Shekel says that's be something they can give them on Shabbos. These animals, mizanos in the lechel. Tivodov goes this way. Miashiv b'chodeshani, shalom yudi yak yosef or for Shabbos and others. Agam, the others want to disagree. Now Hashem quotes the Maharam and says, why is that so? This situation over here is Meichel Behemah. That's where you give it be Meichel. And Dain Fish again is very clear. He says, even though these garinim, the sunflower seeds, the klipos, cannot be given to an animal on Shabbos, because it's also go feed them, since you can give them Meichel, then it's not Muxa. So again, there is those who want to argue. But if you go like the Makarvam, most poskim, it comes out that we need the Gedda of Mizanos and Alechel. We need the concept over here that it really depends if it's where you go give it to the person or not. Therefore, now the question is, once, number one, we went through the get over here, the concept is not you have to physically give them, it's be roi to go give them. And number two, roi means roi and Shabbos, not meichel, mizanos lechel. Now number three, what defines mizanos lechel? Now, the idea, what defines
when can a person feed an animal on Shabbos when he cannot? This is not really our sugya. It's a sugya in Siman Shinchov Dalet Sefer Aleph. The Oyla might know a little bit negate the sugya of Shabbos Shiro, but all the malach to bring it down over here, because now we do have to know what the getter is. So just pick out the kitzur, very big kitzur, the points that come out from the sugya Mezonos and Alecho. Number one, it's also to feed animals on Shabbos. That's Gemara Kufin Hema Beis, besides the sugya of Tercho, Rashi the sugya. You cannot feed them. Number two, if it's Mezonos and Alecho, if it's your animal and he's relying upon you, Lamaisa it's mutter to go feed them. Number three, when something is Mezonos and Alecho, let's say you have something that is yours. However, they do not need you to go feed them. For example, you have bees. They make honey. They can go around and eat whatever they want. You have a right to go feed them. It says the Mechaber, you cannot give it to Devarim. It says the Mishabir, why? You're doing a tirch for no reason. They go feed themselves. That means even though you own something, very clear, says the Mishabir, you own something, that's not enough to make something with a nice nalecha. The only heter with a nice nalecha is when the animal is relying upon you. Carrot. Let's say it's a case over here that the animal is relying upon you, but it's not yours, like case of a dog. He's very hungry. Kamul Orcha Shulchan says, Rachma Vakal Maisa, you can feed it. That means again, Mr. Nice Lech does not mean really technically ownership. It means the get over here is what relies upon you. If they discuss, do you have to own an animal that's at the Sugya of Chesh Mishpot to go feed it on Shabbos? Like in between cases, they discuss a cat. A cat has where to go eat food. But Maisa, every day you give him a saucer of milk. Every single day you feed him. So now by SMH he's relying upon you, but does not need you. Are you allowed to feed him on Shabbos? It's not yours. Do you need the halacha of Chosh Mishpat to be yours to go feed it? Or no? Maisa also, you feed it, relies upon you. That's a mabucha among the achorinim. Of the Asher of the Shalom Yehuda, they want to know you need Chosh Mishpat except for the case of clothing. You have to own it, otherwise you cannot feed a cat on Shabbos. Atzal Hasheni, son of Sharmig, quotes them, and said, why is that so? Maisa relies upon you, Laris Nelson says, Simcha Bonham Exander relies upon you, go feed it, Mizanus Nalecho. Adan Fisher says, not depend upon the cloud, Mizanus Nalecho. The Meshit is over here. Now, in this idea of Mizanus Nalecho, let's say your friend has an animal, and he might say has a right to go feed it. He has a dog, cat, bird, whatever reason he has these animals, and he 100% can feed it. Can you on Shabbos bring over your bones and go feed his animal? He has a hetter mizanos nalecha, and your kids, you want to keep them busy for half hour on Shabbos, you can go lie down, you give them food, go to your neighbor, go feed the animals. The neighbor itself has the right to go feed them 100%. It's their thing, mizanos nalecha. Can a shochin now be nichel in the category of being extended that I'm doing something for you? If you can do it, I can do it. What's the between you or somebody else? So Besim Bialocha discussed this question in Siman Shinchov Dalet. And he wants to tell you, no, if there's not the Yisrael who owns something, just like you can go feed it, he can go feed it. And therefore, brought down Loch Lamaisa, the Tila David, and Mincha Shabbos, and Shlom Mezalman, Laris Nosh, and Shmir Shabbos, and Chaim, and others, but the government of Yaloch has been decided that way. And Loch Lamaisa, they take on the Mishmur this way. Then Shlom Mezalman says, for example, let's say you have a zoo, Gan HaChayot, that used to be in Sirotskin, used to be right next to BJJ, used to wake up to the lions roaring over there, until they moved it out to outside Yerushalayim. The Mamash should be in the heart of Yerushalayim. Came along, Shlomo Zalman says, the Gan HaChayot, the zoo, as much as you can go feed on Shabbos, and therefore, Echnami, just like the zoo animal, the zookeepers can feed them, you can also, and come on every food, and therefore in Yerushalayim, then, my soul not be Moksa could be. Hagam, they point out, the Machs HaShekel, the Nasholim seems to argue on the Bialocho. The Maisel, the Ilum seems to go with the Bialocho. And they point out, you read him slowly, he's Medani, Kedavka, for Yisrael has an animal. One Yisrael can feed it, another Yisrael can feed it. But let's say Goyim have these dogs and cats and animals. They point out to the Shmir Shabbos, Loris Nos, and others, that will not give you the heter. So myself, first what came out of the Klal Mezonos Nalecho, we have the, and then you have right to go feed it. If the animal needs you, Lafuke bees, then there will be a heter. If it relies upon you, that's an interesting child to get to cast. They rely upon you. Again, they do not need you. How the loch is, if one Yisrael has it, the price can say, not the Yisrael, the Maisa can feed it. One more step over here. Let's say in a place over here where it's not direct to feed animals. As far as I know, most of us do not take our klipas and atzamos to feed animals. But it's cozy for animals. Maisa, let's say we have dogs and cats around. So you have bones left over from your chicken. Let's say hard bones. The soul bones, you can say people eat it. So you have hard bones, the mice, and no one's eating it. What's the mitzvah when the oil meister does not feed it? Oil meister doesn't. So in the Loch and Sif Lamed, we're discussing this case of Garnet Tamarim. We have these pits of these dates over here. Come with the Machaber, and the Machaber says very clearly, if you feed them to animals, the mutal metalkal, and you said the Mishmur, if you do not feed them, it's us the metalkal. The Olam does not have it, not the derech to feed animals this way, it cannot be metalkal. Says the Bialochal, what is the case of the Garnet Tamarim? These things have etzem not roi for an animal, only b'shasad chak. When it's only roi b'shasad chak, then you need the Olam to the derech to go feed it. But let's say something is not, is roi, even not, it's not roi. Again, regular bones are roi for dogs. In that case, a gamba ilum does not feed it. Speaks out to be a lach of a lach and efshir. It sounds like it was a taina, but etzim should not be mukhsa. A gamba again, your ilum does not feed dogs bones or cats, these different foods over here. But since it's roi, not b'shat z'chak, gamba is not the derech, the mice circle serve as oichel, and the mishmul sounds like it wants to be mekel. Now the question is, when Mishmur said B'loshon Efsher, how do we paskin over here? We paskin L'kul or not, B'loshon Efsher. So there is the Ur L'Tzion, and the Shabbat Yishin, they want to be Machmer. Again, since Mishmur is Mitzad to be Mekel, the Yoyimun, the Shemir Shabbat Chosrei, the Yap Yosef, the Maisa, they're Mekel over here. So it comes out, the Maisa, we discuss one point to get to our relationships to animals. The Locha seems to be, again, the thing I said was Machloikis, but seems to be, as long as it's fit to give it to an animal, again, we don't plan to, if nichal genim is a nice in the lecho, then as long as people be'etzem give it to them, before a gam is not ready to, mice won't be mukhs on Shabbos. If we have animals. What? No, gam, the ilm doesn't. The ilm doesn't give it to them. It is ready to give it to them, a gam no one gives it to them. Still, mice, mishmuz v'tzak l'hokul. Now that's all discussing if we have animals. Next question is, do we have animals? What is around, what's this heter? So the Mechaber in Sif Chof Tes, when discussing this, the simple reading is saying, with the no behemoths that are motzoi, the maizet smokso. That's the Mokavah, Mishneburo, Akam, the Izim, Shlom, Zalman, Shemir, Shabbos, you want to have a circle service of Michael Behemo, and the Mumi points out the chords again to the place of the SA, and the Chernim will bring down Shlom, Zalman, say, it's a Pelo, the words of Shulchan Aruch are very clear, behemoths are not motzoi, the chords smokso. Now the question is, what defines matzoi? What is the definition of being common to be around over here? So Mishmur defines a few. He writes Sifkon Kufi Tess, Shenim Matzoim, Eitzel Roi B'nei Odom. Has to be around by most people, Roi B'nei Odom. However, Masha Shiim will then gather inside their house, that's not Nichol Geda Matzoi. You have to realize Mishmur made a large gamut of a difference over here. There's Roi B'nei Odom, usually people assume that's over 50%. It's a shirim, which I assume are 1-3%. So what happens when somebody's 25%? If it's roi b'nei adam, ma'aseh is not mukhsa. If the animals, now I don't think most people have animals in Yerushalayim or anywhere. You tell me over 50% of the people have animals, have dogs. Don't think so. So it sounds like the Mishmur should be, it's not mukhsa to have dogs. Over 50%? Don't think so. You tell me over 1%? Yeah, I think so. So my question is, how do you read the Mishmur? Mishmur says, Ashirim, no. Roiv, yes. What about the more common in-between level over here? So, when Chesitchok, now writes in Truman, discuss it, he wants to time the words of Mishmur, Roiv Bnei Adam, means Stam Bnei Adam. Stam, what's common over here? Well, the way how, so the Shani says over, people who have animals, these are the types of animals they have over here. Keinza. It sounds like something that's around, that's common, that people seem to have over here, that's nichol together of being, the concept of being Motzoi. Stam Bnei Adam, people have that.
It's not
right. Not right. The way, again, Mishmur himself says only Alafuki Ashirim. It means that people say it's common. Something that's common to be around. That's the definition of right. Right means it's common. Now, if so, the question is common where? That means we know, let's take New York. New York is massive. So since it's a dog in the end of New York, and I live in Flatbush, therefore it's around, it's common to be over here. What defines an area? That means when the zoo is in Sirotskin, everyone's around it. And the zoo is now the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Now it's around. I'm actually not sure if it's on the Tchum. I think it's on the Tchum. I'm not sure. Well, let's see, even in the Tchum, what counts? Or let's see what time is a place that people walk to. If Bia Omer, as Bar Plokta says, no, it means anything inside the city. It's common, it's common. Interesting question. How do you look upon it? So let's take a situation. Let's say a place over here, you have two shkunos. two areas. You have Ramah Ashkol, the Rambam tells me it's common to have dogs. Sinedrin Mochevet, some people tell me it's not common to have dogs. Let's go with that assumption. A Gamma can argue the point. One shkuna next to another shkuna. The people in Sinedrin Mochevet, when they have a heter, be samech upon the fact that Ramah Ashkol has dogs, and therefore that some mice will not be muksa. What? So what defines areas over here? What defines an area? The Maaseh of the Yashiv is brought down in Afar Shabbos. He said, he asked him. He said, one shchuna to another shchuna is not nichel negedah being motza. You have to have it in that shchuna itself. Now, I'm not clear how to teach the word shchuna. What defines area? Why? For example, the I don't think dogs are motza in Bnei Brak. I've been to Bnei Brak numerous times. I don't think I ever saw a dog. I've asked numerous people in Chabura. Have they ever seen a dog in Bnei Brak? Have you ever seen a dog in Bnei Brak? Maaseh, there is some chayim kinyaski in the gate to the sugya of raw meat being mukso, and there is chodashoni in the gate to our sugya, and they both said dogs are motzi in Bnei Brak. I said it's motzi. They write parapira here in the outskirts of the city, they might come in there for it's motzi. So either they seem to argue the definition of shchuna, or they argue the argument of Liashim, if you need the idea of shchuna over here. But if you tell me the dogs are motzi in Bnei Brak, and whole Bnei Brak has a heter of these atzamas over here, I think it's certainly the case of Sinedrin Mochevet, Ramah Ashkol, or newest areas. Besides, Hanof has their own dogs. I think around Hanof, be the same thing over here. Therefore, I assume most Yerushalayim is not worse in the case of Bnei Brak. You tell me it's motzi in Bnei Brak, who did it over here? And Gan, I see Rav Gross, he wants Taina, but Gush Dan, that's certainly not part of Bnei Brak. That's certainly a different shchuna. I'm not sure what Gush Dan is. Is Mamish far away? Fine, okay. So you do have to define where the places separate. What's your amount? You know, what's the sure fact? These areas, maybe they're broken off, they're a separate area. Can Zayn, can argue the point. A separate area, whether in Tchum, out Tchum, start playing over here. Now, if so, if you understand this ghetto here being common around, now you could say maybe a in-between level of common, what this one means, that's hard for them to explain, is when people walk in the street, they see a dog. I don't think anyone's surprised by seeing a dog. Even Mochevet, if they see a dog, I don't think they're surprised. If Bnei Brak, I don't think they're surprised. A guy walks around with a monkey, he's surprised. A guy has rabbits. Even that, I think people might be a little bit, oh, he has rabbits, it's a thing over here. In my building, at first time I saw a dog in this past week, because of the sickness, of course, my neighbor has to buy a dog over here. It's a little cute dog over there. My daughter screamed when first time. Now she's petting it. Fine, but Maisa, there are places, are we surprised? No. Even Rav Rubin gave a whole shit against dogs. Maisa, he has a shock and now who has a dog. So, Maisa, there. So, I think the category to get us practically, I think Maisa we do have. Therefore, I think most people, a lot of people have fish tanks. If you have fish tanks, you can argue the fact that crumbs, Maisa, not Moksan Javis. Crumbs, Maisa, I don't know if you give it to fish. And therefore, even though you don't have a fish tank, but something that can be given is ready for them to go eat, they look for won't be Moksa. The Maisa, the Shalom Yonison, he ends off the Sugyot Tzarachian. What exactly get up in Motsa is? But again, I can hear very stark in Hanov, Mukhevet, Ramon Ashkol, this place, Sili Amotsa, other places, Yeshlod, and how exactly to define it, how to apply it. But in certain cases, again, a close kinship, close kinship, Nebrak, Nichol get up Motsa. Now, cases where behemoths are now not Motsa, but you personally have this animal. You're the one with the rabbits. You're the one with, you know, with these different ideas. You're the one with the snake. You're the one with the elephant or a monkey, whatever. You're the one. And you have this Michael here to go feed them. Maisa, is it Muksa? So come over to the Machaber and speaks out of the Sifra of Tess. If you personally have them, it's not a problem. When I was a Bacha, I lived in 25 Shmuel Novi. My neighbor had chickens. And every time we had to go up to the second floor, we had to make sure not to step on a little chicklet as they were walking around. So he bets him, he had chickens over there. So his, anything that chickens eat, my son will be mukta on Shabbos. My son was in yeshiva that had Zelda and Tmima, two donkeys. In the yeshiva, interesting yeshiva. But my son kept them more entertained than doing other things. That two donkeys. So for this reason, lechora, anything that donkeys eat, which I have no idea what it is, my son will not be mukta. The question is, if that's so, what about the shochein? Is it mamish, the people who owned it? Well, let's say someone immediately around it. Right? I'm mamish. I was a shock at the top of these people own chickens. People who live right next to the shiva who has these donkeys over here, and they hear braying. They hear the sound. They know it's there. Is that nichel together of... Again, it's not motzi, the behemoth. But is a shochet not enough to matter it? That's like you can feed it, I can feed it also. It's an interesting shikol das question. They told the Shmuel, Maisi will say, no, they had just daf the owner over here. They said, Yashiv, he said, definitely get it, ke'en motzai. And therefore, just like the owner can feed it, you also can feed it. But on this halacha, come on, my friend, discuss, is it that you plan to feed it or is it oimid? I mean, before we discussed, you had to go plan to feed it. The Moshe wanted to make it, most paiskim wanted to make it, Stephen's a paiskim. But come on, those who want to, that's bishlam in a case where the dog is around. But let's say in a case where the are no donkeys around over here, do you need the idea of your plan to go give it? Come on, Rebbe brought down the Shalom Yonison. Then avad the plan. That means you have to plan to give these bones to these donkeys over here. You have to plan to give these bird food to the chickens over here. You plan, then it Maisa works. Again, when we asked the question, Chaim Kanievsky said, no. As long as Maisa, it's right for them to start close, it's Eichel over here. It's an interesting question how to look upon things when a thing that's not common when you're shocking has to how to apply it. The outgrowth of the sugyo is negates the sugyo of medicine. Medicine, be'etem, is not going to be eaten. And therefore, unless there are no chilim around, medicine on Shabbos is muxtamach maskufoy. That's very clear. Let's say there's a chil on Shabbos. What to go do? So it's interesting, Shabbos Sherbach this week, they put me up in the house, got my private house over here, and someone knocks on the door on Erev Shabbos, and then all through Shabbos, seems to be there's a gemach in the house. So of course, on the Shabbos, the question was, is all the, what's the lach of all this medicine inside the house, what to go do? So first, the Pesach will speak out that when there's a chaylah in the house, the loch is in Simon Shinchov Chesef Yitzayin for a chaylah, ladu am locha b'shin du rabbonon. So chaylah vat is ladu have medicine. That means even though it's mukso, part of the time to get a chaylah that you let go do for them is they are ladu have mukso. They ladu eat medicine, no problem. And they have a pashas there for you. Ladu metal to go give it to a chaylah over here. The question really is, in the case where you're not giving it to a chaylah, but in the case of either a situation where he was a chil before Shabbos. And therefore, Maisa, is this now medicine? Is it muksa or not? What's the Shabbos in the Shabbos? Is it like behemoths that are not common that you personally have? Let's compare it to the sugya of behemoths. Behemoths, be'etzem, that's not Michael, that there are no animals around, are muksa. The Michael behemoth. Now that you personally have this elephant over here, Maisa, it's more to no problem. So you have a chil over here. So this medicine is be'etzem, not muksa. And therefore, metaltal, stam. That means you want to push away to get something. It's not besides sort of clearly moving it. I mean, we talk to this clean head over here. Because Shabbos has clear this question. There's other means of down. Still pick. Do you look like a case of Michael Bayman that you personally have it? Maisa, Moshe, when he asked this question, says it's not mukso. Why? Because that goes over the end of the day. You have this chil inside your house. Like you have this behemoth inside your house. You plan to use this medicine. Maisa is not mukso. The Yerushalm Zalman of the Yashiv. Shmir Shabbos or Chashabbos all come along from the Sugil of Yerub Iker and Michael Behemel and say a chaylah in your house before Shabbos, all his medicines on Shabbos, the Maisa na Mukso. Take a step further, building upon this, then it's cost, unless you have a gemach inside your house. This house had a gemach. Actually, we learned the hard way where everything was and how to find things. But Maisa, this house had a gemach over here. Or in a situation, let's say medicine that's common to people to use on Shabbos. Let's say Tylenol or Akamol is a common medicine. Is that nichel geda of behemoths that are motzoi? That means certain medicines are not common. Very rare to go use it. Therefore, that reason you can say that there are no chilim around, not to use it. Let's say there are no chilim, but maisi. All the time on Shabbos, people get sick, you have 10 to 15 people in the house, and someone always needs a tylenol akamol, for whatever reason. Is that nichel geda of behemoths being motzoi? Or every gemach, by gemach, through the day, people come and they want to use things. So, kamlum, obyashim, gotan shmir Shabbos, and others, they want to have nichel geda like behemoths that are motzoi. The behemoths and the motzoi, Michael behemo, is nichel again not being muktzah in the behemoths and motzoi. Medicine is the same sugya here that's nichel in the category of being not muktzah, like Michael behemo. That's motzoi here, or for Shabbos. Hagam, when Yisrael Shlomo Zalman, he says, let's analyze it. Be'etzem, this food that you're using over here is something that you only let do, but mokko person's a chayla. That's be'etzem nichel again of ke'in klishumat l'isser. A chayla has a heter to do something that's be'isser. The Yom Shalom Zalman says, no, it's not Nechal Kli Heter by Gemach, it's Kli Shumach to Isser. The Yom comes out, he analyzed it, and again to Gemach, the question really is it Kli Heter or Kli Isser? Nafkamina is, if you let him move it, really in case, Shlo Letzarech, or Mecham Letzel. Therefore, when my Rebbetzin were trying to help people out, find these things in the Gemach, should you move things left and right, according to most places, mice is no problem. Even when I argue the point, say it's Kli Shumach to Isser, so I could be coming away to go find things, mice also is motor, it should not be a problem. Sif Lamed, the Zuka of Gaina Tomorrow, the end of Parak HaNoitel, come to Gemara, the Gemara speaks out, you have these dates, that these pits to it. So in the situation there, Parasaisoi, that these animals, Maisoi, do not eat in the Olam Shas B'chak. So come to Gemara and says, how to metatel it? Shmuel is metatel through a case of Lechem. Rabba Agur Vilkani Demayo, Rav Huna want to make case of Graf Shuri, and he wants to say, I ain't not eating Graf Shuri Lechachilo. And Rav Shesha says to spit out with his tongue. So, to the point what that means, the first Tejah speaks out, why in the world are those who are being machmer, Shmuel to metatel with Lechem, I circle, so if he holds like a Shimon, and something that comes to the veil on Shabbos should not be mukhs over here. So says Tejah to answer Shmuel, because he held the Etzmi right, they have 100% right to metatel these Garinim with the Tomorrow, except since he was Adam Choshev, Adam Choshev has to be machmer, like so earlier, by Abaya and Rava. So it comes out, Lalocha says the Mechaber, first, even though he wants to metatel things, but the halacha is if he's the Adam Choshev not to metatel things. That means halacha Maisa brought down that people should not do things with an Adam Choshev. Now, what is the reason? And how to find this halacha practically? Says the Svar, on the Shabbos, he speaks that clearly, but the simple understanding is that Adam Choshev is people will go learn from you to go do things that are incorrect. If they will go learn from you to do things incorrect, you're an Adam Choshev, therefore you should not do things that even are technically mutter. Kain, what the Svar speak out, to get the sugya of Chilul Hashem. What defines an Adam Choshev? But people say, how can he go do this? Some say it does not mean that you are Be'etzem an Adam Choshev. It's people think that you're an Adam Choshev. That means don't say, I know myself, I'm a Mushkis, I'm an Adam Choshev. People look upon you, how can you go do that and they'll learn from you? They even don't do that. So actually, you're Shtrema Fakert. Let's say you're very, very Choshev, but no one knows it. So Echam, you can go do it. The sigil over here of Adam Choshev means people perceive you in a certain way. It's not that you are that way, whether for pro or for con, but people perceive you that way. Nechal Negeto Adam Choshev. Now the Gemara brings down. What? Pashas, yeah. Same idea. It's the same idea. It's the same idea. The people learn from you. Now the Gemara says over here that Sheshis, he spit out with his tongue. Now why did he spit out with his tongue for? Shall I have the stamp shot over here? The Yvonne, Brennan Prachio, the Meiri, they come over time now, because since the Gemara is end of Ein Oisin Grab, shall be the Chachilo, therefore to spit out with your tongue, behind, will take care of the Sugar Ein Oisin Grab. You can make a Grab of Chachilo. However, the way the Mishabur brings it down, from the El Rabba, Apidu Ben Yeruchim, the reason was because he was an Adam Choshev. Adam Choshev should not be metatel these pits over here, because people go learn from being metatel Mokso. They think it's Mokso, but it's not Mokso. Therefore, not metatel it. Therefore, he spit it out. It comes out from the Mishabur, it sounds like, the loch over here is, that if this thing was Be'etzem really Mokso, take it out with his hands and put it down on Mises ulcer. And Be'etzem, you look clearly in the grass, the Archa Shulchan, and Moshe Tshuva says, when a person that he eats, let's say he eats these sunflower seeds, and he has these shells inside his mouth, can a person take it out, be a dime, and put it down, and you have to spit it out? Says the grass, the Gemara over here says, Zark label it lishne, you have to spit it out with your tongue. Says Archa Shulchan, says Moshe, and Chura, you can say it, the Mishmura, the Eliab, and the Ben Yerucham agree, they come from the same concept over here, that when people, when they eat these sunflower seeds, or these pumpkin seeds, or any of these type of seeds over here, and have it inside their mouth before you have to spit them out. You have no head to be telling the sugar being metal to mukta, take it out, down, be dying.
Not really where I was a chumra?
No. Again, even when I say it is a chumra, what's a chumra? People will learn from me to do what? They'll take it out and put it down. That means no one can say either, Mishmur says they learn from you to do the act, bring it down. For only the grass are for shulchan, the right clearly, Mishmur, again, and right clearly, when you have mukta inside your mouth, nothing to do with the sugar on the chashim, spit it out. They say, Moshe, can I take these garinim and have now the shells in my mouth, what to go do with it? And Moshe says, he quotes the grass, he quotes the Archa Shulchan, so the Chod Mishpun El Yerav Maish agree to it. The loch is, you have to spit it out, and you cannot take it out, be nice. Being a tautel, the shells are not ready for birds, the shells. What? So again, if you want to tell me Metzias, then you have to know the truth of Metzias. Then you have another question, can you feed them on Shabbos? Then you have another question, can have career? But let's say pumpkin seeds or any of these type of things are not mamash muksa. Things are in your mouth that are betzim muksa, except you're saying maishal obeyma. Do we have behemoths around? But the soy chiboy, let's bring out first the story, then you have to get Matthias. But the soy comes out from this Gemara, you have that maishal is inside your mouth, the is from Moshe is very clear, they say the maishal you have to spit it out. You physically have to spit out. You cannot take it in the hand. Now, watermelon seeds, we'll get to maybe why it's different over here. What? Oh, if you hold it. Yeah, but they're not good Israeli then if you hold it. The Israeli puts it 20 inside his mouth, right? Then tells each one by itself. Then they have the nugget to spit. That means mafka, right? 100%. So, now there are those who want to argue. We spoke out already. Hilka Shabbos, B'Shabbos, and B'Gla Sefer. They want tiny hiskel beheter. And then you come to take it down with your hand. I'm putting it down. We have the Mogavom says hiskel beheter. And they would take out Hiskel Beheter. Pashas is, you cannot compare the two sugars. The idea of Hiskel Beheter is it's in your hand, you put it wherever you want. Chur taking it out of your mouth is a new tiltal. Liv Lechodeshon, he says, do not compare the two sugars. He says, taking it out of your mouth is a new tiltal. You won't have the head of Hiskel Beheter. And then it comes along that Chur, any garinim that mice is inside your mouth, the Chur, you have to spit out the shells. If there's no behemoth, it's not really Michael Behemoth. Maybe when you say from this halacha over here. Now, if so, let's lead now to watermelon seeds. You have to do the same thing. What's the svarta machalik? There will come along in the sugya, it says, let's say you have seeds over here that are ready for Adam to eat, and they sometimes eat it. What's the halacha in that case? And that means we have these pits over here, it says to be halacha, you have these pits of the tapachim, the gasim, you have these pits over here of these apples, of these pears, that sometimes people come along to go eat it. Then when they eat the apple, they eat it with the pits. So since people eat it with the pits, therefore maybe it's nechal get a mice, but autumn the mice is not muktzeh on Shabbos. You write to Balosh and Efsher. People who eat pits with the fruit, maybe this fruit now has to get it with the pits being Michael Otom, and the pits are not muktzeh on Shabbos. Shalos had a paskin with this Mishnah Berurah. Had a paskin. Now, those one, what?
No one eats roasted watermelon pits.
We'll get to what you're saying. My question, how does Pascha with this be a local? Those are the time the Mishmur is mitzvah this way. Any pit that people would eat, might eat, or sometimes eat with a fruit, the pit of mice is not mukso. At Sala Sheni, Lucha Mukso, Shalom Yunusen, Yvigna Weber, says the Mishmur, the mice have to be machmer on this subject of the Mishnah Berurah. The question of how to paskin with this bialoch is din. What's the loch of pits that people might eat sometimes together with the fruit? Let's make it practical. People have an apple that pits to it, or there's pears to it. Again, the bialoch is misopic. Maisa Shalma Yehuda, the Shitase says, these pits of an apple are maisa not mukso. We paskin like this bialoch, and maisa is mutter. They come along the storm to argue for two reasons. One is, come along because Shani says, what Mishbua says these apples over here are not the apples that we have. Today, we do not eat apples with the pits. We don't eat the pears with the pits. Now, to say that's being true, I'm not sure. I've seen, especially the older generation, they eat it with the pits. They do. Mice, they do eat it. If that's so, you have to know the mitzvahs. I think, you know, there are people you see a lot of times, they eat mamish whole thing, and you're like, okay, older people, no. Fine. Mice, people, 100, 200, those people. But mice, they eat it. Kacha. So mice, people do eat it even today. I've seen it numerous times. No, not Dafka Mishpach. You see people eat it. So the second reason why he machmer over here is coming again. Shami Yisrael Shitase Rebbe says, Maisa, not sure how to be semich upon the Mishpura. We chosh to be machmer. Means Dafka Mina, these apple pits and these fruits that have pits that can be eaten isn't mukso enough. Take a second case. When you eat an orange that has pits inside, like clementine or tangerine, Maisa the Olam, the pit we swallow. Big deal. But people eat pits, even not the older generation. We have a pit. We might chew, swallow, sometimes spit it out, but we eat mice and we swallow it. Come on, simple bottom, which tells it says, once that's so, once you pass on this beer local, I come along with these oranges and pits, the mice will not be mukhs over here. There's no problem over here. I've said, there are two reasons to argue. One is those who want to argue because you don't collect the beer local. The second is the Archashabbos Shish L'Chalik. By the apple, people are eating the core and eating the pits. By these oranges, we're not eating it. We're just too lazy to spit it out. It's like COVID not spitting out. So we're swallowing it. Not the essence of eating it. It's like a piece of paper is in our mouth. Oh, let's swallow it already. It's not doing the guy like tomorrow. He wants Taina. Once Taina, we're just swallowing it because it's there. They want Taina. But in that case, everyone agrees with mice also with these orange pits. I gave some phrases in the same. It's not that way. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. Cain's are discussed by grape pits. Everyone has grapes. They have them inside, people try to get seedless, but a lot of times they come with seeds. Even the seedless have seeds inside. What do you do with the seeds? So let's say you separately put it on the table, it looks right now the seed. Baker is dependent upon this Bia Lokh over here. The way how the simple bottom, they come along and pass because Maestro is not Muxer. Come along Orchot Shabbos, the Shitosa, and says, Maestro swallows it. Especially if it's not great to be eaten, no one eats it. That's something that people eat over here. Maestro the Shalmi Yehuda, somehow he came along and he was making grapes and he was mapping oranges. Not sure how exactly he did that, because the same as far over here. Unless you want to say grapes people do eat, like you want to tie it, and oranges people don't eat. Not sure. This the Maestro leads to the case of watermelon pits. What's the look on that case? You have watermelon pits in your mouth, you want to take it out, can you take it out, be a dime. It's on the table, can you move it? Is it Maestro Muxer, not Muxer? Come on the Shemir Shabbat Chosoy, come on the Shabbat Yudah, come on the Simcha Bonim, come on the Karp. Maestro, we have the Bialoch and Smutter. Maestro Smutter there. Atana Shani, come on the Shimer, come on the Rav Eider, one of the one, Taino. Maestro, either because we're swallowing it, or maybe it's been mapped with the Bialoch over here. And they were saying, Maestro Smutter there. I come out a massive Nafkimino, so you have to take out the one melt pits with your hand. Well, Maestro is not Muxer there. Right, so the white one, I think everyone agrees that people swallow. Is it ready to be eaten? He says, yeah. He says, no. Perfect. It is, okay. Is it ready to be eaten, or
apple,
just...
Apple's not.
It's hard to know when people say, when the Chodesh says it's not the Metzias, right? I know what apples are referring to.
So the apple old people do, don't eat it.
I don't understand how they eat it. I have no idea. What about you?
There's no patience.
I hear. Not sure. Okay. And the black ones? No, but Bialok didn't care about that, right? Bialok is the long as people eat together, now mice is my fault.
No, now
it's
already.
You rather Bialok? Yeah, she says, no.
That's it, you do eat separately?
No, no.
So, what's the Rosh Hashanah saying?
The Rosh Hashanah is saying by the case of the oranges, people swallow the pits not because they're coming to eat it.
So what?
But Apple is saying people are eating it with the pits because they eat it together. But they're eating it.
So what's
wrong with that one is Be'etzem Michael, or one's a rock that people are swallowing rocks. If you swallow rocks, does that make rocks more than
that?
Taking a step further now, let's say a person has over here fruits and vegetables, negate the peels, not the pits inside, negate the peels. That means, let's say you have an apple peel on the table. You have a pear, you peel on the table. So come along over here, before would people eat apples with the peel on it? Yeah. A pear with a peel on it, 100%. So it's come over here, a bada, that these peels that come off, the chur should not be muksa, and even more, people even take the peels that you can. 100%, fine. But let's say now you have cucumber peels and carrot peels. Cucumber peels, maisa, no one maisa eats the peels when they're off. Cucumber, the peels? Okay, some people do. Carrot peels, no one. Carrot peels, no one? Some people do?
Yeah.
No one does. Okay.
You cook it with
the them. Doctor says no one does. Doctor says no one does, no one does. Fine. But come this far. Fine, but once you take it off, when you take it off, do you eat them? When you take them off, not together, but I eat them together. When you take them off, who would eat a cucumber peel? Okay, sorry. Some people would eat a cucumber peel. So the mice over here would come along. It's built on Mamash, the same question over here. The Shalma Yehuda. And the simple bottom, the Shitosa, they say, once you have to be a local pastel cool over here, they come along and say the same thing, they get these carrot peels, they get the cucumber peels, the mice, even though no one eats it, but they eat it together, the mice is not muksa. Come along with the local muksa, and he says, what's a local? We mach against the be a local, they will come out over here, the Shitosa, you'll be mach by these peels, once they're off. Or come along now, if you have someone peels and use a peeler on Shabbos, or even a knife on the cucumber peels on Shabbos on the counter, are they muksa or not? Are they come up to the head to graph Shuri? But no, you can pick up your diamond, put it in the garbage. Why the much Michael Adam over here? Well, another case we discussed already, you get Garni Mishmish, the pits of these apricots. The Khurf Mausugi now, we should see a nice heter, which I have no idea why those want to argue. That we're saying over here, when Michael Adam, that went to Michael Behemo, we have a piece of chicken meat, that's what's left behind, is at some ways. If the animals are around, just they'll come along that these are some of the mice will not be muksa. Those one taina, you have apricot, these things that people eat. What's left behind? The pits for the kids. It's just like something went from Michael Odom to Michael Behemo, something went from Michael Odom to Schleicher of children, kids to go play with. And therefore, since it was not muksa in Erev Shabbos, it's apricots, and it comes to Shabbos, you eat them, it should not be muksa. They also should not be muksa. Therefore, that's a starkest for an eyes in the taina, why those want to be muksa, even though it happened on Shabbos. You can argue the point of mice on Shabbos, and mice you have a pit over here that's not miyachid yet. There's one time that went from Michael Odom, the kids playing with it.
Next Shabbos.
No, that wasn't come playing with it. No, it's Miachet.
That makes the man
of kids are not worse than Behemoths. I know some people would argue. But fine.
Your father doesn't argue.
In the face, you should have seen the face. You want to argue. Nice, those who do want to argue and say the Ishla Chal between Michael to Michael versus Michael to Kesar Spike. Maybe you can Chal between the two. Again, the Piskei Tshuva is an open to one to be Michael, open to one to be Machmer. Shaila, how far to extend this side over here? When the next two Sifim, Siflam Alpha and Siflam Beis, we went through the Sugya of War Peace and Meat and War Fish. The Sugya of Siflam and Dalit. So we'll start today, Mimamshik Bez Hashem, next time. We have over here the Sugya of anything that's Matulav says in Mechaber, you have a case of Re'i and Kiyo and Soya. The Loch has a, you cannot be Matakal unless you have a Sugya Graf Shuri'i. Now, the Mechor of this, we have a Mishnah on Dafkuk Chavalev. The Mishnah discusses when you have a plate that covers either a Ner, or the case of Soya of a cotton, or the case of a scorpion, Lamais is Mutter. Which says you can take a plate and cover three things. Speaks out the Gemara, what's the case of Soya Shul Cotton? The Gemara says, is it Soya Shul Cotton, Mutnea Cotton? And therefore, we're recovering it. And the Maisa just room chapters because you're waiting for dogs to go eat. Muchanas leklavim. Why do you have to cover the tzaya of children? Because the children might play with it. Dogs can go eat it. Says Gemara Elamai, what's the case of the tzaya in the Mishnah? It's the tzaya of tanagoylim mipnei ktanim. The tzaya of these chickens over here. The ktanim go play with it. I expect Gemara being metal to be daimos graf shuri. Gemara's maskon is a case of a ashpo that's inside a chotzer, and the only way to metatel graf shuri is b'mokum d'yirosoi. Maaser comes out 3 points in the gears of l'fenenu. Number one, a tzaya of a child is ruchel l'klovim. It's not muksa because there are dogs around and they can eat it. Number two, a tzaya of tanagulim. If it's mokum d'yirosoi, you take it out inside the sugar group of graf shuri. It's not mokum d'yirosoi. Case of a chotzer, you cannot be metatel. Can only cover it. The first shaila is, Maisa, Tzoyah v'kotim b'zmanenu, is it muksa or not? We and Maisa have klovim. If Neibach have klovim, we have klovim. Hanof has klovim, Hanashkol, we all have klovim. So if so, is Tzoyah v'tanim, is it muksa? The first, really depends on what the gears is. Rashi comes out, and the Rav Yon, or Azura, Ben Yeruchim, Muki Yosef, they have the gears that Maisa, it's Roy l'klovim, and therefore it's not muksa. Atzan Hasheni, Come along, they point out the Rambam did not seem to have this Gersa, the Rav Mishnayis did not seem to have this Gersa, and therefore the Magen Mishnah and the Ritual might say to Machmer, it's not Roy Lachil of a Klovim. Now, even on the side Roy Lachil of a Klovim, come along, Ben Ruchama says, he wants to be Mekel, says, whether the Tzayv of a Cotton, that was common. Even Tzayv of Gadol also is worried for Klovim. What does the other Rishonim say? The Das the Rift is the Machlokes Rishonim and Machshel with his Gersa is. The Das of the Rosh is Machlokes to the Lachrinim and Shalom, what the Gersa is. The Das of the Ran is Machlokes, what he holds. The Das of the Tor, the Beis Yosef wants to be Machmer. The Bach says he did not bring it down, he's Mesopic. The Mati Yudin says he's being Mekel over here. So you have a list of Rishonim that's not clear what they hold. The only thing that came out to be clear is this, it's not clear. You have Shalom with the Gersa is, Shalom Maskono, Shalom Das, Numis Rishonim over here. However, Halach L'Maisa speaks out the Machaber, that he is very clear. He says the loch is a bein shal odom, bein shal tanagulim, a case of that soya. The maisa is muksan shabbos. You have to come on to the sugya of graf. That means the mechaber is being machmer on soya of people that's muksan shabbos. Same way brought down by the bacha loch lemaisa, the chay odom, the graz are for shulchan, and the stimus the mishpul left it as is. Hagam they point out this is makor chayim mechamas yor, and the gunim seems to go this way. And the maisa they want to be makel. They won't go the gears left for nenu. Say there is way for a dog to go eat it. There was not muksa. Allah Almighty, Elam saw the Magarvam, who went down Menayot Torah and said, "B'shasat chak can be mekel." That means Allah Almighty, we have three shitas: either mutter, aser, b'shasat chak. When you have a question, what to go do? So you write back. You write to Mechaim. You ask him what to go do. So you wrote back very simple: ulai. Find some people chat with me. Ulai. Chaim says over here the answer is ulai. Could we still make a part of this man as it? Now, exactly who is it this Soya Chazi for? So the Yishalmi says it's Chazi for Tanagolim, and the Nazir Shimshon says it's Chazi for Chazerim. We don't have Tanagolim Chazerim, but we do have dogs. The question is, Bizmana Zeh is a Chazi for dogs today. That means Rishonim, Shalva the Gersis, the Gemara seems to say, Lefanenu is Chazi for dogs. This is safer in Meidavin, in the back of any Shulchan Aruch. You want to tiny Nishtana Hatero. Mitzvah has changed. The dog is then used to, yes, eat it. Today, the Meister, we do not eat it. Told the Shmuel says, Meister Mitzvah has changed. Now, Yesh Lotin, if it changed or not, Berkowitz, he said over, someone came over to him on Pesach and told him, you know, this thing is not where the Chil is Kela, therefore should be butter on Pesach. Berkowitz says, how do you know? Do you give it to a dog? I said, no, but I know, dogs don't eat it. He says, the Berkowitz said, I gave it to a dog, and he ate it. So the guy said, the Meshuggenahoint, crazy dog. I said, I don't know if we can judge what dogs eat or don't eat. Most of us are not dogs, so I don't think we can judge that. Go try and give it to them. But what it does sound like, we have machlokes, can you give dogs soya or not? The machlokes seems to be that avada, they don't eat it all the time. The question is, when they eat it once in a while, when they're very hungry, it sounds like when they eat it b'shas adchak, is that enough to make it muchen for klavim, to make it ois mokson? That seems to be the metzias, what the argument is. Otherwise, what's the machlokes? Is it yes or no? Go see. It sounds like they might eat it sometimes when they're very hungry. Not starving, you're starving to eat anything. They're very hungry, they might eat it. And maybe that's enough to make something muksa or not. And what's enough? Kamina of Tsoya, muksa, not muksa? So let's just bring out the question over here. It bothered me a shell a long time about changing children, how to go change them. Now, we already discussed picking up a kid with a diaper. Not that simple, there's a head to pick them up. After Sugan Simich and Tess of Aleph. We discussed already also when you change a kid's diaper, last Chaburah, when you take it and you have the graph in hand, you'll have to put it down. Maybe you have a chiv to go put in the garbage. If the kid's young enough not to flip over, gets involved in the sugya of oisin graph and achila not. If it's doing the extra total, that the kid's not going to flip, there's no tzarech, you have no head to put it down, you have to put it right away in the garbage. Why not? The Chaburah tell me, did they always flip or they always make? There's always a tzarech over here. The moment you go away, they make. So fine, you can start arguing the point of the tzarech, no tzarech. Or the nichol together with the malice. But the third question over here is really a striker shayla. Now, first, explain what see is how you change a diaper. You have a kid, smells, you lie him down, you open it up, you pick up his feet, you wipe it down, then you take a spray, you use a dry fresh wipe, you clean him up, you put it all inside the diaper. Now you have this kid's feet up, everything's clean. You have two options. You can either pick up the kid and put him on the new diaper, or you can take the diaper away and put the new diaper in its place. Most people I've seen and I've heard, they take the diaper away. Why are they taking the diaper away? The diaper itself is Toya, is a graph Shori'i, and they're not moving it because it's not a graph, they're moving it Tzarech Mekoymoi. If there are strawberries there, you have to move the strawberries away. With chocolate, you have to move the chocolate away. So Toya, move the Toya away. It's called Tzarech Mekoymoi. What is the heter of moving Toya inside Tzarech Mekoymoi? There's no heter. It's books of Machmas Gufay. Before there's no heter. So what we have to go do is pick up the kid and move him onto this diaper. Now, our sugya is very important. It's Tzoyah Muxan Shabbos. Can we be subject upon this, B'Shas Adchak, and say, defend people out there, why in the world they're moving the diaper, because Tzoyah the mice is really the clovin, and therefore it won't be Muxa over here. Lechura, even upon that, you can be subject local. Can we just learn Sif Lamed? Sif Lam, the loch is this guy tomorrow that's way for behemoth b'shas adchak. Says the mechaber, if you plan to go derech to give it to them, then it's not mukso. But it's derech not to give it to them, it is mukso. So if you say the metzias says that even come do it b'shas adchak, if you derech is to give this soya to the animals, it'll be a heter. The derech is not to. So how in the world are we moving the child? I think it's my first time giving chaber on the sugya mukso here. And I've not had a good teretz yet. No one will explain to me why in the world a person has a heter to move a diaper away when the kids feed up and we have a chiv with the child away. Just be clear about this. You have to realize the tzoya is muksa. You have a diaper underneath. The diaper lemaisa is a bosses to the tzoya. Is there a boss on Shabbos before four mahalchim in the magarvam sekron nun sekron beis? Why? How can you move a boss on Shabbos? The first reason why he said because it does to remove it. I don't think the animal does to remove the tzoya from the diaper. The second reason why, because there's oichel there. There's no oichel inside the diaper. The third reason, he says, is nichel get of shokach. This is oim lekach, not nichel get of shokach, nichel get of mniach. The fourth reason, the Baal Mor, there's no bus on Shabbos, and we spoke out according to the Mishmur, it means you can be mina and not be metautel. So you have a baya picking up this diaper, that's the bus to the tzoya, and also you can argue the point that when you take on the diaper, it's not even the bus, the diaper itself is a graph. That means if the diaper is not usable, not just the diaper is a basis to the Torah. The diaper itself is a graph. How in the world are you picking away the diaper when the Chur is doing it after Tzarech Mekoymoi? That means if you tell me you're doing it because you want to put the garbage right next to you, Kol HaKavod. Usually the garbage is over there, you're putting it over here, Kula Tzarech Mekoymoi. So if you help Tzarech Mutl HaKlovim, Givaldik. Maisa, Mechabah says Tzarech is not Mutl HaKlovim.
The diaper is not
Mutl HaKlovim. Oh, that's not depends where you hold, where the diaper is. That's, I'm not sure if the diaper itself is a graph or not. Maisa, even at the end of the day, the Chur is not what to do anything with it. It's mukso, and again, tzarchi and how people changing diapers. Now this
harder, it's more practical.
The practical does not work in the head. It's mukso machmas kufi. Practical move a rock. Can move a rock?
Oh, but it's gonna ruin the. I'm trying to move the graph. The graph is
disturbing. So it's tzarchi mekayma. I agree. Are you moving it again? It's very clear. Says the b'chaim, no, you have to move it. Why? Because it's moist and taking away from your eyes. You take it away from your eyes. It's on the side. It's not taking away at all. You put it mamish on the side.
It's
disturbing you mitzah what? Mitzah tzarech mekoymoi. It's not disturbing you because it's disgusting. I'm moving a mitzah disgusting. If it's strawberries, I'm moving wrong. There's no head.
It's also disgusting.
But I'm still disgusting over here. I didn't take care of it. I didn't get it from my eyes. I didn't, what? No, afterwards I have a head to move. No, then it's, I live here, I'm up in the U.S. Sorry. Disgusting. I'm not moving out from the earth. I'm not moving it for that reason. I'm not moving it for that. Nobody is moving it because it's costly. Moving because it's strawberries. There's no head to grab. There's no such thing. There's no head to. Yes. Yes, yes, there's no heter moving graph for the second moving graph. There's no such heter. But Bez Hashem, next time we'll finish off Sif Lamedal, Sif Lamed Hey, and also the singular Pak Ashbun about moving garbages practically. Let's look around.